The Skagway Assembly tries to work with the state on a new ferry float, and the Haines Assembly will try to cover lots of ground at its Tuesday meeting. Yes, folks, some newscasts, it's all about the borough meetings. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories up next. The Skagway Assembly met last week with a fairly short meeting and no executive session. The topic with the most discussion had to do with the Skagway ferry float. The state is planning a $4.5 million float replacement project. That's due in part to the state's plan for a new shuttle-type ferries for the Lynn Canal, but also because the dock is 30 years old. But the project also is raising concerns with the municipality because it doesn't want the project to affect the long-standing agreement it has with the state over ownership of the float. Since 1978, the state and Skagway have had an agreement for joint operation and maintenance of the ferry dock. The state uses one side of the float for ferry operations, and the city uses the other side for barge and small cruise ship operations. The municipality wants to make sure that in moving ahead with the project, that Skagway will still retain part ownership of the dock and that the new design meets the needs of both the state and municipality. But that's not the same feeling the city is getting from the state. In an exchange of letters, Assemblyman Gary Hansen explained at Thursday's meeting the tone of the most recent letter from the state on the topic.
Basically, the tone and tenor of this letter we got from Captain Falvey is the state doesn't want to have the sharing agreement any longer. They want this to be their own facility. They want to tear out the existing vehicle ramp and the old floating dock. It's probably pretty well understood that if the municipality has a need for that somewhere in the port, we could probably grab it for free. They'd be happy for us to take it. But they don't want us to be sharing in the use of the floating dock. They cite reasons like security.
Hansen also said there may be a dispute about the ownership of the actual tide lines where the dock is.
The other part of the letter that I think maybe needs a little research is Captain Falvey states that the state will construct a new dock on state tidelands. It never occurred to me all the years I was working down there that maybe the state did own those tidelands, but I'd like to check into that because I'm not so sure they do.
Hansen pointed out that the Skagway Municipal Sewer outfall runs along the dock, which doesn't likely run on state tidelands. Hansen also said that at many ports in Alaska, the state leases a dock from local government or private enterprise. But in discussions with the state, he said officials are eyeing the idea of the shuttle ferries with a possible eventual terminal at Katsahin, although that's still a long way off.
Well, one thing they have said, you know, if the Juneau Access happens and they're running shuttle ferries between Katsahin and Skagway, they don't want to have a cruise ship interfere with their shuttle ferry coming.
Right.
That's a big if.
Mayor Mark Schaefer suggested the Assembly and Port Commission brainstorm on other possible ideas for user agreements or ways the municipality and state could come to an agreement while keeping the joint operation agreement intact. The municipality is also having its attorney look at the agreement. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday, and it has a 5-page agenda to tackle. The meeting will start with an appeal hearing over a land use permit fine against Fred Einsbrook. The Assembly will hear presentations from Einsbrook, borough staff, and the public before making its decision. Ordinances up for public hearing include one on the recommendation by the Planning Commission to change the fee and penalty structure under the land use title. An ordinance also recommended by the Planning Commission to designate the Chilkat River Beach Recreational Zone non-motorized. An ordinance to approve the conveyance of an excursion inlet property to the state. And another ordinance up for public hearing has to do with filling vacancies on borough committees, boards, or commissions. Mayor Stephanie Scott had suggested removing the requirement that applications for seats on these boards come about by recommendations from the board. But on Tuesday's agenda, it's suggested that ordinance be tabled indefinitely. On the consent agenda, the Assembly will likely approve a contract for testing Lily Lake and Piedad Water, the replacement of network servers for the borough, and replacing the coil in the Harbor Ice House. The Assembly will discuss resolutions setting the borough's state and federal legislative priorities. Several ordinances will be introduced, but not up for a public hearing. Under new business, the Assembly will discuss Assemblywoman Deborah Schnabel's proposal to conduct a solid waste survey. And the Assembly will hear another appeal, one from Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, on former borough manager Mark Ernest's allocation of skier days for 2014. Ernest, in October, allocated SEBA 950 skier days for 2014, less than the 1,100 the company requested. Ernest said that was in part because SEBA was found in violation of borough code when it did not have a required Bureau of Land Management permit for some of the areas of operation. The Assembly may then go into executive session to discuss borough manager applicants Susan Jensen and David Sosa. Mayor Scott and Assembly members that attended the recent Alaska Municipal League conference in Anchorage met with Jensen there. Scott said the group will have a recommendation for the Assembly about whether to continue considering Jensen as a candidate. Sosa is the only candidate that the Assembly voted to bring to Haines for an in-person interview so far. He arrived last week, and the Assembly interviewed him for 90 minutes before a full audience in Assembly chambers on Thursday. Sosa is currently finishing a career in the Marine Corps, but has a master's in public administration and wants to work in municipal government when he retires in April. The Assembly asked Sosa about his management and communication style, how he goes about developing policy, budgets, and program evaluations. Many of his answers referred to his military experience or research he's conducted on municipal leadership. Other questions included his first impressions of Haynesboro infrastructure. Before his interview, Sosa toured borough facilities and conducted a staff meeting with borough staff. He said he was impressed with several aspects of the borough and services like the library and school. He said it was clear other services needed attention, like the wastewater treatment facility. But he noted his biggest challenge would likely be adapting to a small, remote town.
I'm used to change. I'm used to adjustment in the job. So while that will be a challenge, I don't think that will be the biggest challenge. I've moved around a lot. So I'm used to picking up and moving and going to new places. But any place you go, it's more about the people you engage with than it is about anything else. And you have to resonate well with the community if, number one, you want to be effective in work, particularly in a job like this. And also, if you want to live there and have a good life. So what would be important to me is finding a way to make that happen. And again, this is a different community. It's different than any place I've ever lived. So that could be a challenge. And I think, you know, not to make light of the job, but I think that could be the biggest challenge.
He also asked the Assembly why borough managers do not seem to stay on the job for very long and what they need to see in a manager for one to remain for several years. The Assembly could decide Tuesday whether to offer the job to Sosa or what other options are available in the search for a borough manager. We've included the audio from Mr. Sosa's entire 90-minute interview with the Assembly on our KHNS news page with this report. Tuesday's meeting packet includes a slew of staff reports. In the interim manager's report from Julie Causey, she talks about several issues, including the need for a comprehensive code revision for fines and penalties. She writes that a court ruling last year means municipalities need to create official fine schedules with precise amounts instead of saying that a fine could be up to a certain amount. Causey writes the change will mean a significant change in borough code. Causey also writes she's entering into a consulting agreement with former manager Mark Ernest. She calls it a as or if needed agreement with Ernest for consulting on revisions to the personnel code and on setting legislative and federal priorities. She also mentions the proposed helipads at 10 Mile. John Floreski has proposed constructing 3 helipads at 10 Mile Haines Highway, and he's filed an application with the Army Corps of Engineers. Floreski has not returned phone calls or emails to elaborate on his plans for the helipads. If Floreski's application is approved by the Corps of Engineers, he would still need to secure a conditional use permit from the borough, a process he has not yet started. Causey also writes that despite her previous plans to hire a police chief as soon as possible, Interim Chief Simon Ford is the only candidate that remains in the running for the job. There had been 2 applicants in the final consideration, but Causey writes Ford is the only one remaining after forwarding candidates to a consulting firm for background checks. Kazi previously said she would not seek the Public Safety Commission's input on the hire, since the committee had recommended waiting until a new borough manager is hired before hiring a new chief. However, Kazi writes she will discuss the issue with the commission at the meeting this week. In her report, she writes she would like to take a second look at some of the other applicants who meet the minimum qualifications and are still available. The Haines Assembly meets Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. For a complete agenda and to see the entire 297-page meeting packet, visit the Haines Borough website. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, and you can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for listening to your local news on your community radio station. We appreciate your support. I'm Margaret Friednauer in the KHNS Newsroom. We air news from the Upper Lynn Canal and Southeast region every weekday from Monday evening through Friday morning. On Monday mornings, we feature NPR Business News, and on Friday evenings, we bring you the Alaska Fisheries Report. We have a wrap-up of that week's local news on Saturday's Lynn Canal Weekend, and you can listen to your news on your time and anytime by going to khns.org. Thanks for listening.